you. Do ever what you want to do.
When I told some people in Washington, yeah, I'm going up to New York. We're doing a campaign speech. They said, what do you mean, New York? You can't ever. Nobody can win. Republicans can't win. I said, I can win New York, and we can win New York. We're going to win New York. And if you vote for me, I'm going to reduce your taxes, reduce your crime, and reduce your levels of stress. Because you have a lot of stress. The only thing that I will increase are your incomes and your love for your state will come roaring back again.
So Donald Trump in New York yesterday, a lot of people questioning why he took the time to be in New York. And if you didn't get to see him on Gutfeld yesterday, it is must watch television. He's back in action after a second attempt on his life. And we are very grateful to have the Trump 2024 National Press Secretary, Caroline Leavitt, with us right now. Caroline, thank you for being with us today. It's good to have you back.
Thanks for having me. Good to be with you.
You bet. I want to ask you about the campaign and how the campaign functions under this duress, this two attempts on Donald Trump's life. There's no reason to think that there won't be more in the 47 days that are left. How do you campaign for president knowing that there are people who want Donald Trump dead?
Yeah, well, it's a very harsh reality, and it's unfortunate we live in a country, in a moment in time, where this is the reality for President Trump. And it's sad to say that the violence that has taken place is a result of the rhetoric, the inflammatory rhetoric that has been used against President Trump now, the culmination of 8 years, the Democrats calling him a threat to democracy, a wannabe dictator. Both of those things are lies, and the Democrats know they're lies. They can't win this election on the issues that matter to voters at home, so they've been espousing these lies about President Trump, and it has led to real violence. The shooter on Sunday echoed some of that same rhetoric on his own social media, and it's a scary time. We are very grateful to the protective detail around President Trump on the United States Secret Service that has acted swiftly and courageously in both of these instances. But, you know, our whole entire campaign has had to take additional measures to not only protect President Trump, but our staff. And it's just, again, it's a sad reality in the moment we live in.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, he's made this comment multiple times since this past weekend about how it's like makes it even more important for him. His resolve is hardened as to why he's doing what he's doing. And the purpose behind victory is even more clear now. We're speaking with Caroline Leavitt, the Trump 2024 National Press Secretary. Talk to me about the decision to make an appearance in New York. That was a packed crowd. That was a rowdy crowd. The people in that stadium, they loved Donald Trump. And I haven't seen the videos suggesting that Donald Trump was bussing those people in like I've seen people being bussed into the Kamala Harris events.
Well, people can say a lot about President Trump's rallies. One thing you can't say is that he has to bus in supporters from other states. Everywhere this man goes, he packs the house with residents who are so excited that he's going to their town. In this case, it was Uniondale, New York on Long Island. And President Trump loves New York, as you heard him talk about last night. It's his home state. I mean, his fingerprints are literally on the skyline of New York City. He built the city into the place that it is today over his decades-long career as a real estate and businessman, and it's his home. And he's saddened to see what has happened to New York, especially New York City, because of Democrat policies. And he talked a lot last night about the quality of life issues that New Yorkers are facing and promised them that he's going to make not only this country, but New York affordable again, safe again. He's going to restore law and order in our cities, in our communities. He's going to cut taxes for the people of New York. Last night, he pledged, you know, he reiterated his pledge to end taxes on overtime and taxes on tips for service workers, which we know there are a lot of in New York. And he also announced a new policy to temporarily cap interest rates on credit cards at 10%. So we know that credit card debt in this country is at an all-time high because of the inflation caused by Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. So that will provide some temporary relief for New Yorkers and all Americans. So it was a great speech last night. Anyone who didn't tune in, I'd encourage them to go to our social media and check out some of the clips, because President Trump was on fire and really fired up by the energy that was in the room. We packed the house. 60,000 people signed up for tickets last night. Unfortunately, only 16,000 were allowed in the venue, but it was an amazing night.
Is it the campaign's position that New York is in play?
It is. You heard President Trump say it last night. Absolutely. He believes he can win New York. And when you look at the data, I mean, he's closing the gap in New York greater than any Republican ever has. So it's certainly possible, I think, more than ever. And we are continuing to go on offense in these traditionally blue states, such as New York and New Jersey, Minnesota, Virginia. These are states that haven't been won by a Republican in a very long time. But in many of them, President Trump is coming close. And in some, he's even winning in certain polls.
Yeah. Well, I live across the river here in St. Louis, in Illinois. When I see you guys showing up there, I'm going to know something is really afoot. But I'm your girl if that ends up happening to be the case. I want to talk to you about the Teamsters President, Sean O'Brien, and this comment
here.
Well,
we interviewed both candidates, and we were seeking commitments from both candidates, and we couldn't get solid commitments on our core issues, like the PRO Act, like vetoing national right to work, like staying out of labor disputes and not trying to force any contracts on us, like what happened to our brothers and sisters in the rail industry. We didn't get solid commitments from either candidate, which was a major factor in our decision as a general executive board not to endorse any candidate.
The Teamsters did not endorse the Democrat, as they are traditionally apt to do. They also didn't endorse Donald Trump, but it turns out Donald Trump has quite the majority of support with the members of the Teamsters Union. What does the campaign make of that pretty impactful announcement yesterday?
This is a huge win for President Trump, a huge loss for Kamala Harris. This is the first time in decades that the Teamsters chose not to endorse the Democrat candidate, just proving that Kamala Harris is a train wreck when it comes to our economy and when it comes to fighting for the American worker. She has made the lives of American workers, these forgotten men and women of this country who are the backbone of this country, she's made their lives more difficult. And they remember when President Trump was in office, he stood up for the American worker. He negotiated good trade deals around the world to increase their pay and to keep their jobs here at home. He fought for them in terms of, you know, bringing down the cost of living in this country, cutting their taxes too, putting more money back into their pocketbooks. You know, you have to remember, President Trump, again, is a real estate man. And in New York, he dealt with the unions for years. I've heard him personally tell stories about his work with the unions. And he talked about it last night in New York as well. You know, the concrete guys, the concrete unions who, you know, helped him build many of the buildings that exist in the New York skyline today. So he has a long history with unions. He understands, and he understands the workers. And, you know, the leadership at these unions has been entrenched in Democrat politics for decades. But what really matters is the support of the millions of working men and women who comprise these unions. And as the poll showed yesterday, they overwhelmingly support President Trump. And we are grateful for that support. President Trump will continue to fight for them, stand up for them, and speak on their behalf.
We're speaking with Caroline Levitt. She's the Trump 2024 National Press Secretary. Encourage you to go to DonaldJTrump.com for more information. I want to ask you, we've talked a lot about President Trump, and we know what President Trump has to offer. We've lived it before. We have a pretty good idea of what Kamala Harris at least is okay with, because she's the Vice President of the United States, and she has signed on to serve at the pleasure of the president, as they say, as the Vice President for Joe Biden. So it's very hard to detach Kamala Harris, the candidate, from Kamala Harris, the Vice President responsible for the last 3 years, 8 months of inflation, economic turmoil, border policy abdication. These are her policies. She gets in front of a few microphones, a few cameras here more lately. And when asked questions, she says absolutely nothing. And my estimation with my listeners is that people are starting to grow frustrated with her unwillingness to commit to making an actual point. And I'm wondering if you think that that is the way that she's going to carry out the rest of this campaign. What do you think of Kamala Harris's job as a candidate so far for president?
Well, absolutely. I mean, look, President Trump knows where he stands on the issues. He has conviction, and he has a real clear plan to solve the challenges Americans are facing. Kamala Harris is the complete opposite. She is not something that President Trump is, and that's authentic. Kamala Harris is a phony politician. If you've noticed, the debate and the last two interviews she has given, she has been asked, how are you going to fix the economy? And she recites the same talking points that were given to her advisors about how she grew up in a middle-class family. Okay, many of us did. Millions of Americans grew up in middle-class families. That doesn't mean you're equipped to fix the very real large economic problems this country is facing. She cannot explain how she's going to fix inflation. She flip-flops on issues like fracking, for instance. And look, she's long supported a ban on fracking. The only reason she does it now is because it's a death sentence to winning Pennsylvania, and her advisors know it, so they've told her to flip the script. But as soon as Kamala Harris is in office, on day one, she will implement her long-promised ban on fracking. So people need to look at her record, and her record is one of the most liberal records this country has ever seen. She's supported defunding the police. She's voted to raise taxes on the American people repeatedly. She's voted for radical environmental bills like the Green New Scam that have created a wacky electric vehicle mandate that is going to kill our auto industry. So look, she is a dangerous liberal. Her record proves it. She's doing what politicians do, and she's lying to get elected, and she'll go right back to her very liberal ways as soon as she is in office. I mean, look at what she's done over the past 4 years. It tells you all you need to know. She's been vice president. She's overseen the border crisis, the inflation crisis. Those problems are her problems. She helped create them. She cannot be trusted to solve them now.
Yeah, those are just the facts. I mean, people may not like to hear that, but those are just legitimately the facts. Caroline Leavitt with us right now, the Trump National 2024 National Press Secretary. I've got a list here that I was just jotting down. Putin, Dick Cheney, Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, among other people. And now we find out that Iran, when they tried to swipe emails from the Trump campaign, wanted to, you know, hand them over to the Harris Walls campaign to see how they could help them out. If you were on the left 15 or 20 years ago, and you heard these people were endorsing a candidate, it would be like the priority reason not to support that candidate. But now the Democrats they're real excited for the candidate of Putin and Iran and the Cheneys and Adam Kinzinger. What do you make of some of this strange company of people who are saying, Kamala Harris, she's your girl?
It's absurd that someone who believes they're a conservative or says they're a conservative like Liz Cheney or Adam Kinzinger could vote for such a radical liberal like Kamala Harris, who, by the way, yesterday was caught on video. Our campaign pushed it out, saying previously that she wants to go into the homes of law-abiding gun owners and take their guns. Those are her words, not mine. Go look it up. It is crazy. I mean, Kamala Harris is anti-Second Amendment, anti-free speech, anti-Israel. She mocks the Constitution. She has, again, supported some of the worst policies this country has ever seen. Medicare for all. She wants to take people off of their private health insurance. I mean, she is as liberal as one can get. So anyone who considers themselves not even just conservative, you know, President Trump says this all the time, it's more about common sense. If you want common sense, if you want to have law and order, not to defund the police, but to support them, if you want to have a secure border and a legal immigration system, not an illegal immigration invasion, there's only one option on the ballot, and it is President Trump. And by the way, you're right to say Putin is supporting Kamala Harris. She has essentially endorsed her in this election because he knows that with her, he can continue to get away with this invasion in Ukraine, continue to rip off the United States, and he can continue to cozy up to China, which is something that neither China nor Russia were allowed to do when President Trump was in the Oval Office.
Caroline Leavitt, last question for you. Do you feel confident about a Donald Trump victory? Is there still work to be done by the people listening to this show right now and taking in this podcast that they can help get him across the too big to rig finish line?
Well, look, there is always more work that needs to be done, and we're calling on everyone who supports President Trump and wants to see him get elected to help us out. You can go to DonaldJTrump.com to sign up to volunteer. We need people in this final stretch to help us get out the vote, and also go to SwampTheVoteUSA.com. That is our website for voter turnout and registration and to get people out to the polls. So we would greatly appreciate everyone going on and chipping in, and we need all the help we can get. Look, we're ahead in many of these polls. We feel very good about the race. President Trump definitely has the momentum, but we're not going to take anything for granted. And it's going to be a tight race. We've always said that. So all hands on deck. We got 47 days. And let me tell you, President Trump, our team, we are working around the clock every day. We don't stop working. It's 24/7 job here on out.
Caroline, we really appreciate your time. And I'm encouraging everybody listening right now. There is something you can do with your feet, with your wallet, with your phone, with your voice. Go to DonaldJTrump.com. Caroline Leavitt, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Take care.
Yes, you as well. And good luck to you on the campaign. Let's take a quick break here. The YouTube live chat poll for today. Would you vote for a woman for president? I think I'd vote for her. I'm okay with that. And yeah, we're going to play that clip a little bit later in the show of Kamala Harris. She talks about the sanctity of your home. And when she was the Attorney General of California, she had something to say about the sanctity of your home. We'll play that for you later in the show. 105, if everything goes according to plan, Tyrus is going to be on with us. And yesterday, Tyrus gave up his chair on Gutfeld to whom? Donald Trump. And he sat right next to him. I can't wait to have that conversation at 105. Wiggins America, next. Don't go away.